WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Governor Tony Evers visited Wausau on Tuesday to discuss affordability issues with local leaders. The roundtable at the Neighbor's Place included their director, Donna Ambrose, along with Bea Herr, the executive director of the Hmong American Center, Marathon County Supervisor Ann Lemmer, and others. They discussed their concerns about cuts to health care and local programs stemming from federal uncertainty.
We had a great conversation with several people that are really important to the Wausau area. And it was around affordability. And we talked about food sovereignty. We talked about child care. We talked about health care and several other areas that people are seeing needs.
Evers said they're working on legislative steps to reduce costs for Wisconsinites.
We can get the legislature to do some work before they go home to run for re-election.
He said the state has funding available to make some of those steps happen, including working towards preventing property tax increases.
If there's some things we can do in the various areas, we'll be looking forward to doing that. We have anywhere between $4 and $6 billion. Not all of it is available because we have to kind of be thoughtful about that. But we do have some that is available, and hopefully some of these ideas we can solve.
Evers said despite his coming departure from the governorship, he's hoping there will be something that can be done now. He said if the state government is in a position to help, it should. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans who control the legislature have blocked similar efforts for years. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. Habitat for Humanity of Wausau is looking for their next partner family. The 2026 application period for Habitat Wausau's home ownership program is now open, and applications will be accepted now through March 20th. Eligible applicants include households living in substandard or inadequate housing, seeking affordable housing not to exceed 30% of their income, are willing to partner, and have the ability to repay a low-interest 30-year mortgage financed by Habitat Wausau. If you're interested in applying, Habitat Wausau recommends attending an informational meeting. The first will be held next Thursday at 6 p.m. at Habitat Wausau's office in Weston. To register, visit habitatwausau.org. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawnee, Waukesha, and Wood counties. The DOT is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. Check road conditions before heading out by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Wisconsin health officials are reporting a second case of measles. The Department of Health Services announced Monday that a student at UW-Madison tested positive for the disease. The student caught the disease during an international trip, and it is not related to a case from Waukesha last month. Anyone who was exposed to the student is being contacted by health agencies to monitor for the spread of measles. UW-Madison does not require students to be vaccinated from the measles to attend. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create four new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. His first career triple-double, Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season and a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off of back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and not quite as breezy here today. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers with the low dropping into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.